Welcome to another episode where Food Safety Genie goes vocal for local. The prime motive for this season is to go vocal for local. This pandemic has put us all in an extremely challenging situation, a good way to learn and many ways to unlearn things we've been doing all these years. This has halted many businesses, especially the catering industry, where there is a reduced scope for dine-in until the pandemic completely recedes. Having said that, many have taken this as an opportunity to start their own business by curating their menu at home and selling via the delivery agents. In this series, we have collaborated with such people who adapted to the new normal and also provide visibility to small-scale business. Come, join in and listen to our guests speak about their journey and how optimistic they are about the future. Welcome back to another episode where Food Safety Genie goes vocal for local. In today's episode, we have Mr. Lakshman, who is the founder of Chennai-based coffee startup Farmgate. Since August 2019, Farmgate is sourcing its coffee beans from the estates of Coorg to give coffee lovers a direct farm-to-cup experience. It's my pleasure to have a coffee expert in my collaboration series, and although coffee is ubiquitous in Chennai, there is much about coffee that we do not know. So happy to have you as a part of this episode. How have you been?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you holding up during this pandemic?
Keeping myself busy with a lot of other things. I mean, considering the fact that we are an early stage startup, we have a lot of planning to do, a lot of exciting things in the pipeline. So we are getting things in place.
Tell us about your journey. How was this idea born?
We've been producing coffee for a very long time, but our ancestors never wanted to reach end customers as they were content with what they were doing. Coming from this background, I was always fascinated with coffee, and I used to brew my own cup of filter coffee at home. And I also used to offer coffee concentrates to friends and family, and after tasting them, they usually used to express their disappointment over the regular coffee that they were consuming. And at one point in time, I started getting a lot of requests on a regular basis. I really couldn't meet their demands at one point, and that's when I decided to quit my corporate job. If you look at it on the brighter side, I got to pursue my passion for profession. That's when we decided to open a Farmgate to customers.
So what's the concept behind Farmgate? Do you retail or is it only for corporate? How does it work?
Farmgate, like the name, it is to provide every coffee lover a direct farm-to-cup experience. Our products are not just confined to corporates. It's also available at retail stores in Chennai, multiple online platforms, and we've recently launched our website as well.
So how different is your product from other coffee brands that we know?
And we've been testing different blends with large audience and consistently taking their feedback. And based on what we get, we've kept on improvising our blends to reach the finest of qualities that are being produced now. As we have complete control over the process right from harvesting till finishing the product, we feel we stand above any other coffee producer when it comes to quality.
What are all the various coffee varieties that you have? Could you also tell us about the types of coffee beans available and what are their picking seasons?
Coffee estate in India, it's predominantly Arabica and Robusta. We have three blends right now and we have a few more blends coming up. And for all of those blends, we predominantly use Arabica. We still haven't gotten into Robusta as such because we don't have a Robusta blend for now. But then we are also looking at an espresso blend, which will have Robusta as well. And the picking season for Arabica is usually between November and January, and for Robusta is usually between December and February.
If there's a hindrance to travel now, how do you manage to procure the coffee beans?
Our own estates in Coorg, so I always have the privilege to stock up the beans for a fiscal year, making sure we are able to serve our customers through the year. So every year I plan and I just stock up what I need.
So I also believe that you source these coffee beans from Coorg and get it roasted and grounded at one of the most popular roasters in Mylapore. Is it so?
When you look at the whole process as such how we started and where we are right now, our beans are from Coorg in Tamil Nadu, like you said. We usually hand pick our beans, and once the harvesting season is done, we transport our beans to Chennai, and the whole manufacturing process happens here. Initially, when we started on a commercial level, we wanted every step of the process to be perfect. So for the process, we went with experienced roasters in Mylapore while we were overseeing the entire process. And once we started getting a hang of things, we started moving all the aspects of manufacturing in-house.
So, how have you planned to grow your business in future?
Expansions in parallel. One is geographical expansion and the other one is industrial. Initially, when we launched our blends, it was available only for customers in Chennai. With the strong response we've been receiving, we decided to take the online route and serve customers pan-India. Our goal is to have shelf spaces across different stores in India in the coming months. Coming to industrial expansion, our goal is to serve every customer the right fit for what they want, to come up with multiple blends from each customer so that they could make their choice. We're also planning to open coffee shops, and we're planning to name them Farm Gate Cafes in Tamil Nadu.
That's really nice. So, what, according to you, is a perfect cup of coffee?
It's actually difficult to tell because it depends on each one's preference. I would go back to filter coffee, and I prefer having my coffee really strong. Even though I fancy different types of coffee, like any day you give me a filter coffee, and I'd be more than happy to take a cup.
Since you had mentioned about starting your own kiosk or a cafe, something similar to a Starbucks or a Cafe Coffee Day. When is that going to happen? Is it next year or how soon is that?
With Farm Gate Cafes early this year, but considering the current situation, things are just delaying. But then the plan, and we've almost finalized things, and we're also looking out for locations right now. So hopefully it will happen. We'll at least start off this year and then looking at expansion next year.
I also wanted to know, do you believe in adding different ingredients to coffee like chocolate or any other flavors to coffee just to enhance and be innovative to that particular product? Do you believe in that?
But we're also not looking at it right now, and we've also not had customer requests on those aspects so far. I mean, it's definitely not there in the pipeline, at least for the next 2 years. But looking at, we might look at adding those maybe in a few years.
Right. So, do you think there's enough support and visibility for a startup like yours? In your opinion, what is the best strategy to reach customers in Chennai, especially for a startup?
Industry has always been booming, but it takes a lot of effort to succeed in this because of the high competition that's there. First element, which I feel plays a major role, is quality, and the second could be a mixture of exposure and accessibility. So our strategy is to maintain highest of qualities and to make it accessible to every customer. And right now we've been investing in a lot of influencers to get the exposure we really want. So that's what we're doing.
I always end the episode by asking them what are all the food safety issues that they face with respect to their product.
Our employees are temperature screened while they enter our premises, and make sure social distancing is practiced, and they use masks and gloves while working, and our workplace is sanitized regularly. And before every delivery, our products pass through a UV check. So
Before we end this, do share your website details with our listeners for them to know more about your brand and your product. Also, your social media handles so that they can follow you and get more updates.
Instagram handle is farmgate.in, and our website is www.farmgate.in. We have
Okay.
three blends right now, called the Namma Chennai blend, which is an 80-20 mix. It suits South Indian filter coffee, and then blend, which is ideal for strong brews, and we've been getting very good feedback for it, and it's our best seller as well. And then we have the purest blend, which is 100% coffee, and it is very good for black coffee right now, and we
Right.
are
So,
coming up with more blends during the course of the next 6 months.
I wish you all the best and thank you so much for being a part of the series.
Hello.
So,
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
thank you. Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this particular episode, please do rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your preferred podcast channel, either via Apple, Google, Spotify, Listener, Breaker, Stitcher, etc. If you'd like to be notified about the upcoming episodes, please do subscribe to my website www.pavitrakrishnaprasad.com. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm Pavitra. I'm looking forward to talking to you soon. Until then, bye.